Hi, I'm Leanne Kim, and this is The Business of Thinking Big, the podcast where we talk all things business mindset, strategy, and hustle. So, if you're looking to grow your revenue, serve more dream clients, and create amazing new possibilities, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Stay tuned. I want to talk about the concept of your inner mentor today. The idea that you can tap into a version of yourself that is further ahead, more experienced, more wise. This is a bit of a woo-woo concept. And I want to first say that I also can't take credit for the inner mentor concept. I read about it years ago in a book called Playing Big by Tara Moyer. It is a phenomenal book. If you have not read it, I highly recommend that you check it out. I read it, probably about, I want to say about 7 or 8 years ago when I first read this book, maybe six or seven years ago. But it was right around the time I was leaving my full-time career and starting my own coaching business. And I found it infinitely helpful, particularly because at that time I was really struggling with good old imposter syndrome, feeling like I was a fake and a phony, right? Feeling like I wanted to be doing these things. I wanted to be coaching these women, but I wasn't quite ready and I wasn't quite skilled enough, and I wasn't quite experienced enough. Have you ever felt this way? Have you ever experienced any version of imposter syndrome? If so, you know you're not alone. I've experienced it. So many of the women that I coach have experienced it and continue to experience it, right? This is not something that only beginners experience. We will still have these feelings of I'm not there yet, even when we are more accomplished. So I want to reference this book, Playing Big by Tara Moyer. You know, the concept of inner mentor is not something that I invented, but it's something that I really genuinely embraced. And it's something that I try to come back to whenever I am experiencing imposter syndrome. It's also the foundation of coaching work, which is that we, the individual, have all the best answers inside of us. And when you find a good coach, they are not just telling you what to do and giving you a set of instructions and strategies and tips. I mean, some coaches do really lean heavily on that. I do definitely lean on the more strategic side of things from time to time, especially inside of A players when people are, you know, they're paying for strategy, they're paying to get further ahead. However, and I think that there's a place for that. I want to be clear that there is a place for all different kinds of coaching strategies and approaches. And as I do tell most of my coachees when they're at the beginning of their journey or even in discovery calls, a lot of them, you know, are curious about how I coach. And I'll say, you have business consulting, which is really telling people what to do. And then you have coaching, which is really helping people uncover the answers for themselves. And what I tend to do is a blend of both. I am a coach. I have trained with some of the best coaches in the country and therefore in the world, I do believe. And I'm also a strategist. I also have 20 plus years of sales and marketing experience, of leadership experience. And so I do help people with the strategy when it calls for it. But sometimes, and more often, I'm starting to lean into this concept of really helping guide people to what feels right for them. Because I can give you the strategies that work for me, that work for another client, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you in exactly the same way. So part of what we cultivate inside a program like A Players, and it truly in all the coaching programs I run, part of what we cultivate is a sort of inner knowing and a resilience in self that doesn't require us constantly being told what to do, which kind of flies in the face of a lot of modern business coaching, right? If you are on Instagram on any given day, if you follow any kind of business mentors or you happen to be, you know, in the entrepreneurial world, you are going to get inundated with posts and ads from this coach and that coach who is trying to sell you on their blueprint, quote unquote, right? Their roadmap, their, this is the way. Follow these 15 steps to the T and you will achieve the results. And I get that. I get that people crave certainty. I get that we all want that reassuring sense of, I know what I'm doing and I'm doing what works, especially when we make these big investments. But I have to challenge this a little bit today and say that there is no one right way of doing anything. And I know that that can be so frustrating sometimes when you go to your mentor or your guide or your coach and you say, tell me how to do this. Right? Here's the problem. What should I do? Of course, there's a part of us that wants that instant gratification, that wants our coach to say, here's what you do. You do A, B, and C, and it should all work out. However, there's also a very different part of us that already knows the answers. There is also a wiser, more experienced, more, I want to say, worldly version of ourselves that actually doesn't need to be told what to do, that actually doesn't want the blueprint, doesn't want the six easy steps, right? There is a version of us that actually wants to get there on our own and appreciates that we have wonderful experiences and knowledge and just general life experiences that have led us to where we are today, right? We have the answers inside of us. Now, we may not always be able to have the clarity to know which steps to take. That is true. And coaches can be immensely helpful for that. We may not actually have the business skills. So for example, when I teach funnels or when I'm teaching, you know, specific marketing strategies, I have a ton of people who will be like, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that's how that works. So again, like there is a place for all of it. There's a place for all of it. And something that I think I'm really trying to instill specifically in the A players. So, you know, A players are people that are more at the beginning of their journey. They have a business. They have proof of concept. They know what they're doing. They're making strides. They've got some momentum and they want to take it to the next level, right? They want to take it to, a lot of my A players will say, I truly want a six-figure business. I know I'm not going to get there tomorrow, but I want to know that I'm on that path. So I love this phase so much. It's part of why you hear me talk about my A players a lot. I feel like there's a lot of confusion at this stage as well. There's a lot of overwhelm. There's a lot of feeling like you have to know all the things. And there is a lot of imposter syndrome. There's a lot of, oh my God, do I really have what it takes? That feeling of, do I really have what it takes to be a success in this field? I'm willing to bet that we've all felt that way at some point in time. Maybe not today, but we've all felt that pull, that inner pull of, oh geez, this might be hard. Or, oh geez, I might be in over my head, right? We know what that feels like. It's sort of that pit in the stomach feeling. And there's lots of things that we can do to get us out of that state. One of the things that I want to help you with today is accessing your inner mentor. Okay? So let's try this exercise. I want you to close your eyes with me now. And I want you to imagine if you had somebody by your side or in your back pocket 24/7, 365. This person has all the answers. Go ahead and close your eyes now and envision what this person might be like. If you had this sort of imaginary friendor, mentor figure in your world, what would she look like? She or he, right? How would she dress? How would they stand? What would their energy be like? What would their relationship with you be like? How would you feel when you're in their presence? And you just sort of imagine that person now. And if you can't imagine somebody fictional, maybe there's somebody you know in real life that you could sort of tap into their general persona. Is there a figure in your world, real or imagined, celebrity or layperson, that when you think of someone who's sort of all-knowing, wise beyond their years, someone who has the answers and someone who is generous enough to share those answers. Don't think about it too much. Don't judge it. Just let this image come to the surface. Again, it might be somebody you know, might be somebody that you don't know, but you know of, and it might be somebody that you've completely imagined in your brain, you've invented. Just picture this person. And now, I want you to take a problem that you're having in your life or your business. Pick something that you're struggling with, something that you'd like answers on. Maybe it's something that feels heavy or hard. Maybe it's something that you found to feel frustrating, annoying, troublesome. That feeling of hitting your head against the wall, or that feeling of, I just feel like I'm a hamster on the wheel here in this area. I'm just running, but no real results yet. Okay, Pick a problem or a problem area. And I want you to imagine taking that problem to your inner mentor that we just invented or we just came up with, okay? I want you to imagine sitting in a room with that person, and I want you to place that problem in front of your inner mentor. Envision a conversation or a dialogue where you share this problem out loud. And maybe you ask this person, now, here's the problem. Now, what should I do? We need to come from a place as if this mentor figure has already overcome this problem. Imagine that this is someone who has already done what you want to do. They've already come up with a solution for this particular problem. And as you present to them the problem, after that, I want you to just take a moment and get quiet and listen. Let this mentor figure share the answers with you. I'm going to go ahead and get quiet here for just a minute. But do this with me now. Here's a problem that you're having. Here's a mentor figure that you've come up with in your mind, somebody you see as being older, wiser, more experienced, that has already achieved what you want to achieve or solved what you want to solve. Okay? So present the problem, and then we'll just get quiet together and we'll listen. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And ideally, you have a notepad and pen. You can capture what came up during this experience. Why I like this is because I do believe that there is a version of us that has the answers to any problem. But the challenge is that we live in a noisy, fast-paced world where we are required to wear many hats, right? The hat of business owner, leader, marketer, mother, spouse, child, sister, friend, all of those things. We wear those hats all the time, and life is busy and demanding and noisy. So it can be very challenging to step into or to access that inner mentor figure, right? It can be tempting to just buy the blueprint, right? Just pay the money to have somebody tell us what to do. But I want to encourage you today, with every problem that you face in your business, there is a version of you that knows the answers. I know that sounds ridiculous, especially if you're just starting out, but I really believe that to be true. Think about where you are now and all the decisions and choices you had to make to get here. Now, it may not have been the most linear path or the most seamless path, but it still got you here. And I really do believe that every choice we make serves a purpose, even if it's the wrong choice, right? Or even if it doesn't feel good in the moment. So if we can get quiet with ourselves or any problem we're having and tap into that higher self or that inner mentor figure that does have the answers. The truth is that even the people that sell you the blueprint don't have the answers 100% of the time. And you want to be willing to explore what this might look like. There is a maturity and a growing up that needs to happen to go from beginner business owner to intermediate. I would say an intermediate business owner is somebody who has been at this for a few years at least, right? They've got a steady flow of clients. They've got steady and predictable revenue streams. They have marketing strategies that work, for example, right? They're not wondering where the next client is coming from. They're past that stage. Maybe they're at six figures a year. Maybe they're beyond it, right? I consider this phase sort of intermediate. I know what I'm doing. I got my proof of concept. I'm making good money. I am in a phase where things are in flow and things are working, but there's still further to go. So this is this journey from beginner to intermediate and then later from intermediate to advanced. This journey does require us to get quiet sometimes. It requires a resilience and an inner knowing. And this is where I see a lot of business owners who don't make the leap, who don't make it to six figures. They're the ones that instead of accessing their inner mentor, they're operating from a place of their inner child a lot. And I want the answers now. Just tell me what to do. I just want to be told what to do. Damn it, I'm just paying you to tell me what to do. I have literally heard people say this in coaching sessions, and I've felt this. Sometimes people don't even need to say it. I can feel that energy coming out in my work, in our work together. And I get it. Sometimes you just want the answers and you want the fast track. But if we're not willing to pause and slow down and do this inner work, right? This is mindset work. This is us developing our inner game. That's not only going to get us to six figures, but it's what's going to get us beyond that. It is what is going to allow us to live life to the fullest and to reach all kinds of goals, not just business goals, but life goals, right? You all know and can feel when you are coming from that place of inner petulant child, right? When we know what it's like when we feel like a tantruming toddler. I had this the other day. I was angry about something. And instead of coming from a really mature and solution-oriented place, I was coming from a place of just wanting to be angry, right? Just wanting to be annoyed, just wanting to get my emotions out and feel seen and heard. And I luckily, I phoned a friend. We went for a walk. I had that opportunity. I screamed, I shouted, I stomped, I got it all out. And then I was able to come from a much more strategic place. She didn't give me the strategy, this friend of mine. She gave me the space to get the stuff out that I needed so that I could feel more strategic. So I'm offering this to you today because there's so many different approaches to any one problem, but I am willing to bet that whatever you're struggling with right now in your business, there is a version of you that does know the answer. Now, you might not be able to access that version today or tomorrow or even next month or even next year, but maybe we could work on it just a little bit. Maybe we could work on tapping into this person from time to time and even just noticing when we're coming from a place of inner knowing and strength and resilience and wisdom, or when we're coming from a place of the tantruming toddler, the inner child, the tell me the answers, the this isn't working, right? What if we could just start by noticing when we are operating in those different types of places, those different versions of ourselves, and honoring it, right? I'm not suggesting we beat ourselves up for having those inner child moments. There's a place for that. There's a place for the inner critic, which, by the way, Tara Moyer talks about in her beautiful book, the inner critic versus the inner mentor. There is a place for that, right? The inner critic does help us get clear on what we want. It doesn't feel good when we're coming from that place of inner critic, aka imposter syndrome, is it the inner critic. Imposter syndrome is the inner critic screaming out loud, I don't know what I'm doing here. This feels awful. This feels scary. I'm going to get called out, right? That person is very important in the journey. That person is really important, but the antidote to that is the inner mentor. So I invite you to think about this as you go about your week. When you come up with a problem and you're tempted to just buy a solution or ask for a solution or demand the solution, right? I want that quick hit now. I want the answer now. Notice when that's happening, that sort of inner impatience or inner frustration. Our emotions, remember this, our emotions are beautiful tools to help us learn and grow. So if you can just notice when you're being frustrated with yourself or impatient with yourself, what is really going on underneath that? What is it that we're really craving that perhaps our inner mentor can help with? Perhaps our inner mentor can step in and say, hey, let me show you a better way. Let me ask you this. When you did this brief exercise with me a few minutes ago, what did your inner mentor tell you? What was the inner mentor saying? And how was she or he or they guiding you? What did it feel like to feel supported and guided by somebody in your mind? So I encourage you to play with this week. And that's not to say don't invest in coaching. That's not to say, you know, or I wouldn't have a job. But invest in solutions, invest in team, invest in people who can get you there faster. And let's also start to cultivate these very important, truly life skills, because you need to cultivate them. And I also want you to pass it on to your kids, your loved ones, your team members, people who look up to you, so they're not constantly asking you for things. Right? This is something I'm really working on in this household. Instead of just telling my kids the answers that they seek, encouraging them, thinking about, well, what do you think the answer is before I swoop in and offer the solution? Right? It's tempting to just tell them the answer and be done with the conversation, for sure, especially on certain days. But what I want to do as a parent is I want to cultivate this ability in them to problem solve, right? And I love that expression. I've shared it before. My friend Leah says it all the time. Puzzles, not problems. Your inner mentor views this as a puzzle, not a problem. I guarantee that. I really do. I really, really do know that we all have this inner mentor figure inside of us. So I want you to tap into her. I want you to spend some time with her, because once you do this, it becomes infinitely easier to start to find the answers for yourself, which is just going to help you reach those bigger goals faster, smoother, and in a more enjoyable way, right? In a more enjoyable way. I love spending this time with you. I thank you for being here. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Business of Thinking Big. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. We would love it if you could leave us a review on iTunes, which will help more people like you find the show. And of course, you can learn more at leannekim.com.